the Justice Podcast with your hosts, Damber Wagner and Jacob Willis. In this
world, it's just us. What's the deal, y'all? Welcome to episode 28. It's your girl, Just Living, baby.
And your boy, Jacob Willis. You tune into the Just Us Podcast.
What's going on, Jacob? How you feeling?
Today was tried. But you know what? I'm grateful and thankful. I'm back to black. I know you guys are used to the blonde, but you know, I always said I needed a break. I needed to break off the blonde. Thank you.
Yeah, I like the black.
Yeah, because my hair had fell out. Oh, we'll talk about that later.
Hold on, boss. Yeah.
Can I ask you one?
Don't do that.
You did it at the house or did
it at the house? I did it at the house. Okay. But I always do it every week.
Job. Yes. Basically, what he's getting at.
Okay.
As y'all see, we are joined today by two amazing guests. First off, we have the beautiful reality star, influencer, and model, India Love. Followed by, how does he say the word, aspiring?
Yeah.
Up and coming actor.
Yeah, up, like, there we go.
Up and coming actor, influencer.
Yeah, there we go.
My best friend.
Yeah.
CJ.
CJ, what's up?
Yes.
Thank you.
Don't be my best friend.
just say how you aspiring.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Aspiring.
Come on now. I done been around him too much.
You speak things in existence.
You have to.
The top tier.
Yeah, okay, yes. Okay. Top tier, I like that.
So what's up with y'all? Thank you for joining today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, how y'all feel?
I had back-to-back meetings today, so that's why I was a little late. But I'm here. We good.
Yeah, we did. I was just home cleaning up. You know, you got to get the house right so the spirit can be right.
Okay.
I heard that.
You got to get the house. Maybe that's why my day was tried, because I didn't do my dishes. Maybe that's why my spirit was a little...
Didn't we just talk about that?
Yeah, my car is dirty. My room is dirty. What's going on?
You feel scattered? You
got it.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I feel scattered when my shit is not in order.
You got to get it.
That's like a known thing. Yeah.
I was just telling her that I don't like walking in my house and seeing dirty dishes. Mm-hmm. I feel old now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, I'd rather have it clean. And
as a Virgo, I'm so OCD. Usually my house is spotless clean. Okay. But lately, I just don't care. I'm just
like... You're looked and busy.
That is stressed the fuck out. Okay? So, but you know what?
I don't need to hold
y'all. My apartment is clean. It's just
everywhere.
Dishes.
I got clothes room.
I need to clean now.
I got to figure out what I'm wearing. So sometimes it's clothes everywhere. Mm-hmm. But I get it back in order. It's cool.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That part. Mm-hmm.
So we always start with the mental health moment here on Just Us Podcast. And today we're going to talk about betrayal. Ooh. Have you guys ever felt betrayal from a
father? God, I've been betrayed. That's a Boosie song.
Oh, Shawin.
Father God, I've been betrayed. Feel like that even like
what does betray?
Betrayed, right?
What did I say?
Betrayal.
Betrayed.
What does betray mean? Like the
To me, this is what I got. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to TD Jakes. Basically, when you have been invested in, when you have fed someone, when you have traveled with someone, trusted someone, had a good time with someone, never thinking that they had an ulterior motive or another agenda.
Wow.
Ooh, I just got like a chill myself. Yeah. Come on now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Have you felt that?
Absolutely.
I felt betrayed.
Yeah. Yeah, share a little example.
You know, for me, obviously, you know, I have family members that I felt like have betrayed me in some way, shape, or form. But ultimately, I feel like a lot of my betrayal moments in life has came from relationships. Just when you don't feel like the person has, like, respects you anymore and, like, is, like, really not doing the shit that is, you know, I don't even have the right words, but I feel like I've definitely been betrayed, especially in relationships. Yeah. It's happened to me. How I deal with it, I just let God deal with it for real. Like, I really don't even try to, like, I used to be the girl that subbed and, like, really, like, tried to go get cute on Instagram to, like, get back at a nigga, but I'm past that.
You
like,
cute is natural, though. I mean, God.
No, I know, but, like, posting. Like, posting and shit. You know, it's different. But I've learned how to, like, really contain myself and, you know, self-discipline type shit. But betrayal is not easy to deal with.
It's not. Come from a lot of relationships, too. It's like...
cry at night.
Yeah, that's crazy. You put so much into it and another person don't respect it or put the same into it. So it's just... Yeah. That's what I would think is betrayal.
Mm-hmm. You know? Right. What about? I do want to. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, sis.
You're welcome.
I do want to ask you though, because you said in relationships. Mm-hmm. Besides relationships, I think the hardest betrayal comes from family. Mm-hmm. You dealt with betrayal in your family, and how were you able to move past that? Because it's different when it's family, because it's like mm-hmm. that's to like definitely yeah. part
still
pretty much.
Deal with them after, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. right?
For me, I was raised in a close-knit family. My dad, my mom installed in us, like, that's your family regardless. That's your blood. You only get one, all that type of stuff. So regardless of how hurt I be on situations, like, I always circle back and forgive them because I want to block my blessings.
Absolutely.
And it's my family no matter what. Some people is not raised like you. Some people don't got the same code, don't understand. You got to help them understand. So I think for me, it's just like you got to let go and just let them be.
Is it possible to betray somebody but not on purpose?
See? Come on now. So let
no,
me
No, I'm
get
asking. I'm like, yeah, is it possible
yeah,
to betray?
My, yeah. My okay, go ahead. Okay. Yeah, please.
What about betrayal from a homegirl or a friend? So say I'm talking to a dude, mm-hmm. then my friend ended up talking to the dude. Mm. But that's on both of them, though.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
then what you just said, it's like, did they do it to really hurt me? Or was it just a connection that they had that they just couldn't resist?
Regardless, like, sometimes it was foul.
You know what I'm saying? So regardless, it's like, I'm
it
not
foul. Regardless, it was foul.
Yeah.
Regardless,
it was foul. It's fucked yeah. up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's like, did y'all do it to like hurt me? Or did it was like, you know, we just can't no. resist each other and it's just what it is.
I think it was that. I think
you know,
it was
that. And that's
that.
What I'm telling myself so I don't,
what are
you know,
the
get
signs?
That lick back.
Do you know the signs of the two?
Ignorant and ignorant.
Right.
Right.
You gotta keep certain people.
Right. I don't, you have a signs like, oh, you're a Pisces. I'm not talking to you.
No.
Right, no, yeah, that's
I do.
That's crazy.
You say Scorpio, I'm running the opposite.
Oh, my God.
We're not compatible? What's
no comment.
I'm a Virgo.
Okay, I'm Aquarius.
So, you know, speaking of what you just said, oh, are you Pisces? I'm not going to talk to you. Jennifer Lopez said that she's not going to work with Virgos. I don't
did
need to work with
that?
You, sis, if that's
oh
what you feel.
She
says, if you're a Virgo, I think a girl came to her, one of her auditions or something, and she was like, what's your sign? They said, Virgo, I'm not going to work with you. She does not work with Virgos.
That
that's
is
crazy.
Really fucked up. Right.
Well, sometimes the energy don't match.
It ain't
I like
about,
Virgo.
It ain't about the sign. It's not about the person energy. I want to know you as a person before I know your zodiac
exactly.
sign. I don't care about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Man, that shit all fraudulent if you ask me. Not like that. It be some similarities and stuff. Mm-hmm. But like, it's so like just surface level stuff you can say. Like, I don't really believe like I'm going to freaking read everybody's horoscope and right. know your character based off
oh,
what
yeah,
I read.
No.
Wake up every day like, let me check.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
yeah.
Hold on, hold
on. If we're compatible.
App? Hell no, I got a Zodiac app. What the hell?
Look, you all in.
I don't have it. No, I don't have the app. No. But I do ask when I do meet somebody, like, what's your sign?
I don't.
Well, I do like to ask that, too.
Yeah.
But it's not a deal breaker if you're a certain sign, especially if I dated you.
Yeah. It's something to look up when you get home. Like, okay, yeah. let's see what this nigga about, but do yeah. I believe it all? No, but.
Right.
My mama gonna say it's not in the Bible, so I shouldn't even be talking about it.
Right, there it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. My mom be like, you know, Christians, we don't believe in all that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Let's tap into a couple of things for the both of you. First of all, I have a bone to pick with you.
Well, I didn't even do that. Uh-huh. I just sat on the couch.
Well, let me get my shot while y'all do that.
Right.
And
it is because I saw your TikTok when you made, okay, so he has a TikTok, you guys, and this TikTok went super viral. Basically, you had a popsicle and you poured half out and you poured Don Julio in.
Yes, I did.
And then you used the lighter and used it, and then you put that shit back in the fridge. Where's my popsicle?
No, listen. I was that video was not on purpose. Mm. When TikTok first came out, in order to save the video, you had to post it.
Mm-hmm.
I made that video to show my friend what we need to do for the summer. It was not even supposed to be that. I did not make it for that. That same day, my phone was going, I'm like, why is my phone buzzing like this? And it was from that video. Oh, so I did not like, make it.
Yeah.
Only to save it and send it to my friend. That was it.
Send them all summer.
I know.
Right. But I'm like, where's my popsicle?
I know.
Right,
I can make some for us. I'm gonna make some for us. Okay. Yeah. What kind of liquor you like?
I like Don Julio.
Okay. Yeah.
But I was told that you can't freeze. Like you can't have slushy alcohol.
It didn't freeze
so I was
all
like,
the way.
Okay.
It was like a slushy almost.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? The alcohol didn't.
Alcohol
freeze.
Don't freeze.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it does. No, it doesn't. I do remember that.
So that was the thing. It was like a slushy. It was still a cool vibe though. You know. We did drink it, and we was like, good.
Oopsies. Yeah.
But that's I got cool. you. I'm gonna make some for us.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's dive on in into College Hill. I watched College Hill. You did a really good job on the season.
Thank you.
You come off as so shy on the show, but you are just a very reserved girl. I will say you did an excellent, immaculate, spectacular, phenomenal job on your project. You did. On your project.
Which
you did
one?
A very good job. I don't remember which one.
Was it like No. Like.
But I remember, no, because I commented on your post because I watched that episode and it was.
I think it was a poem or something. Yeah. Was it that one?
Excuse me to the viewers that are going to be like, Jacob, you don't even know what you're talking about.
We had a couple projects. That's why I asked. And one I cried about, I did not want to do because it was a presentation. I didn't know I didn't study.
That and you were too, you didn't want to go up there and talk.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'm not going to go in front of the class.
But you did a good job on all your projects. And let me just say this. College Hill came out a little bit while ago, so I've been drinking tequila. I don't remember which one.
I don't remember
watching it, and you did a very good job on your project. Thank you. Okay?
That really
and it takes
a lot.
Yeah, but that's why back to when I said that you kind of came off as shy on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you still did it anyway.
Yeah.
And you went to class and period.
I'm all about pushing my comfort zone. Like, I knew for a fact that was going to be a super different experience for me to be on a show with 7 or 6 different celebrities living in the same house. Being recorded 24/7, the cameras in your room, your closet, everywhere. So it was definitely different. And plus, I never tried in school. Like I said, I wasn't the girl that wanted to be book smart. I just was wanting to get fly and go places type thing. So I liked the challenge. I wanted to see if I could really push myself and do something that I wouldn't usually do and see the outcome. I was going through something really heavy at that time. So I was hiding from the cameras a lot. I was giving them kind of a hard time, which I regret. Shout out to y'all who put up with me because I was super emotional, super like it was going through a lot. But I kind of just pushed myself past it and did my shit. So thank you.
It's crazy.
That's so good.
You don't really get to see that. You don't see that on the show.
Yeah.
Like you were going through something.
Yeah,
you
know but I, yeah, I, yeah, it's cool.
Me and Amber talk about stuff like that all the time, how to show up even when you're going through something and pushing through.
Today.
Exactly.
I got a light switch.
Yeah.
I will literally be breaking down up until I get to the door. As soon as I get to the door, I turn
I'm
it
like,
on.
What's that?
Turn it right back off.
Yeah. That was
Amber
today.
Then when I get home, I'm like, why did they do me like that?
Oh, God.
For real.
Oh, my precious friend.
You also had a show with your family.
Yeah, shout out to the Westbrook.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How was that when you filmed that?
I loved it. We still are... We're about to get back on TV. I'm not going to say too much, but we are working as a family on some business stuff right now because we all did a long time of helping other businesses grow.
Thrive, yeah.
Be the model for a brand ambassador, whatever. All my sisters have really, really thrived through the show and Instagram, and I think it's time for us to work as a family to really get on our business stuff. We want to retire our dad. Definitely. We want our parents to travel. Like, we got so much stuff we need to do as a family, so it's time to put on our thinking caps and really work together.
And I love how y'all just all meet up. Y'all have big family functions. Yep. And you be with the little baby.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, I love that.
That's so good.
Yeah,
you were
is.
One of the first Instagram influencers, I guess, to make a name by... I mean, not only make a name, but just make a profit off of just being yourself.
Yes.
That speaks so much volumes.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about you got you there?
You know what I wanted to ask?
Please ask.
Do you remember the first post that you ever posted? Were there any media...
I remember my first MySpace background was a SpongeBob background. That means I was too young to be on MySpace.
Right.
Get your little ass 3 hours later.
Right.
Get your ass up that mother. She was on MySpace.
I had to beg my mama for a MySpace, but
really?
That was my first background. So that's where I started off. But like, I don't, to answer your question, like, what is it about me? Mm-hmm. I've always tried to figure that out. So I know it's God. I know it's
that
God
right
because
here.
I had no specific goal. I had no urge to be a model. I was looking at my sister Crystal. She used to do photo shoots all the time way before me. I used to be like, I could do that. trying to learn it from her. She up on the wall posing and shit. I'm like, she posing too hard. Now I'm posing too hard. I'm like, oh yeah, she was ahead of her time.
That's a domino effect.
She was ahead of her time though. So then I have my little brother, me and him 10 years apart. So 10 years later, I get him. I'm like dressing him up every day. I get to take pictures of him. He Tumblr famous just like me, how he grew up on the internet. So it was crazy that it, how organic it happened for me. And that's why I thank God every day is not a day go by. I don't talk to him and thank him for everything because he's the only reason why I am who I am. I have no other explanation for it. I swear I don't.
I love that.
I swear I don't. Like, that it's is just insane. Solely him.
Yeah. Amber solely is the him. Same way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for real.
1,000%. Like, yeah. And you organically just was talking to us, mm-hmm. really. And you was motivating us. And even though everybody needs their own motivation, but you was taking the extra leap to, like, really share how you was feeling, your personal shit, but giving it a general taste for us. Right. And I love that. And I've always been a fan. Like, ever since the nails. Ever since. That's your hoe. I fuck that bitch. Hold on.
Just no, I feel like people really gravitate to people who are themselves. You know, like you never used somebody mm-hmm. else's voice to make video. You know what I'm saying? You just did you, and that's what make people come to you. You know what I'm saying?
Like, more shit like that, just being authentic mm-hmm. and real, putting yourself out there, not giving a fuck what anybody gonna say, just bounce out.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing.
It's hard though to do that.
It is hard. It do take a lot.
It takes a lot.
For real, because honestly, it's like, you know the benefits of it. You know everybody else going through it. You mm-hmm. know it's like gonna touch the masses, and that's what God want us to do.
Exactly.
But do I put myself on Front Street and have y'all really like knowing all my business and knowing like what's going on? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I gotta like balance it. Yeah. You judging yourself, but it do make you feel better to like share your experiences. Exactly. Yeah, it does. Exactly. It definitely does.
I even told Amber when we first started this podcast, I said, listen, let's just be ourselves to do it. She's always gonna be her anyway. So it's so cool. We vow like we don't give a fuck. The thing is about this podcast, we're so unapologetic and raw and uncut. I say things on here that I'm like, oh my God, I said that. But even when we get complaints, we only got one email complaint.
That's
okay?
it. That's it.
One email complaint, and a girl did not like something that we said about a certain topic. But she wanted us to apologize. Let me just let everybody know here that watches this podcast. Mm-hmm. You're not getting an apology, and we love you to the moon and back. But this is unapologetic. It's raw and uncut. And we're not for everybody. The thing is crazy because you know how we post things on social media mm-hmm. and you get up on the blogs and then people are dragging you for filth. We have to deal with that at the end of the day.
100%.
You don't say things that you don't want to get, you know, judged on.
Yeah.
Right. So at the end of the day, when we say things, that's just how those people that comment, that's their opinion.
Yeah.
So when we're on this microphone, it's our opinion. Yeah. You know
everybody
what I mean?
Has.
And we stand chin down on it.
Everybody's entitled. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
They entitled to their own opinion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nothing we can do about it.
I know you probably get feedback, you know, you post your pics and like, oh, this shit get some work done. Oh, mm-hmm. does she do this, do that? How do you deal with that?
I don't deal with it. I just, like, I really can, like, see through a comment. I can read it, and it don't hurt my feelings no more. I feel like I've been on social media long enough to know, like, I'm never going to give a fuck, any of that. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say about me. I've never been a girl to comment or, like, because they say a lot of shit about me, and it's a lot of blogs and all that, and I've never been a girl that's like, no, that didn't happen, or yes, he did this. So, like, I'm not that girl. I'm just a girl that really give all my problems to God. I tell God, damage control, whatever is going on that got negative in it, like, take me out of it, take control. I don't want nothing to do with it. And I do want to speak up more, though. I do feel like, I thank God, it's not a lot of, like, rumors and crazy shit about me now. I'm learning how to like really move as a known person. Mm-hmm. So that's really good for me. But if not, I just don't want to like be quiet no more. I need to learn how to use my voice. That's like really, really a good thing as I'm growing up. Shit.
Well, you're doing it today, sis, because you definitely preaching to the choir.
Yeah, honestly, she has taught me like a lot because from her posting me, I used to get when I first got on Instagram. I guess from looks, you don't see gay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they would go in on the comments like, oh, he gay. But she would just post me and her just be chilling. Mm-hmm. But the comments would be so in on me. You know what I'm saying? Even my mom would read it. And my mom would kind of sometimes used to argue with the people in the comments. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, and I used to not want to be posted sometimes because it's like, I don't care at this point. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, I used
like,
to get so much of fat shit and all this and that. It's like, man, get up out of here.
Right.
You lost a lot of weight. Yeah, you let go. You let the fuck go. No, for real.
And I can relate to you because I used to be friends with like a popular person back in the day. And we're still friends, but we used to be like best friends, like really. Mm-hmm. And people would drag me every time she posted me. Or like in person, I had girls try to fight me because they didn't like her. So it was, you know what I mean? I'm like, damn. So for you to still be confident and still be able to exist with her despite all of that, mm-hmm. it's amazing.
I think it actually helped me be more comfortable with who I am because it's like everybody's seeing it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Like, you ain't got a choice. Soon as you go public, that's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Is,
so I'm like, all right.
You are like a very much authentically yourself type of person. Like, and I really love and appreciate that about you. Like, you don't even understand how funny you are. You don't understand like when you're not acting, you really acting like you really always bring joy in my life. So anytime anybody like has something to say, nigga, see you, we can hit about it. What's
up? Okay. Yeah, we don't need to be like that.
I love that. Because I swear to God, like you really,
Let me tell you something. When people get like known and famous and stuff like that, and they have like friends, sometimes they forget about their friends and they kind of just do their own thing.
Yeah, no.
One thing I can say about this friendship right here between you and your best friend, CJ.
No, seriously.
I love this because even today she brought you here. You know what I mean? And
she said, I want to have my best friend.
And the thing is, I never want to step on her platform.
It's
When it's genuine and she's your real friend, she's going to bring you in rooms regardless. Yeah, period. Exactly.
That's how I feel.
Exactly. And that's a real one, and we need more friends like that. Take notes. Yeah.
And he got a lot of talent. Exactly. Yeah. He got a lot of talent, and there's different platforms he needs to be on to showcase that, and I want people to know. Right. Yeah. King Me CJ. Yeah, what's
up? And that's just that old that.
Yeah.
Well, it's time to have some fun.
Okay. All
right, yeah. So we're going to jump into this. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Kareem. We got to sing the song.
Okay, that's why when I called you earlier, sis, I was saying, how are we going to sing this?
Kareem.
Please.
One more time.
Carisha, please.
Okay. I like it.
Carisha, please.
I never played Carisha, please.
Me either. I actually have been saving a moment for this. I have one, but I need to like, you know. Oh, throw it. Let's go.
Okay, so do you have do you have some drink in your cup?
I do. I pour me a CJ shot. Oh, I'm a little nerve.
I'm nervous.
Okay.
What is Carisha Please, though?
She is.
It's a car.
She wrong.
Yeah, it's so much
I'm working on it.
You got some liquor in there?
I'm
working on it.
Casabiga.
Yeah.
You got some liquor in there?
I do, but you know what? I need more.
So basically, y'all going to take a card, read the card out loud, and just do what it says.
Not do what it says.
No, you know, answer the question. If you don't want to answer the question, then you're going to have to take a shot or take a sip, you know?
Mm-hmm. And let me just fair warn you, it does say take two shots. Now, listen, you don't have to do two shots, but at least two sips of your drink.
Okay. Cool.
You didn't drive here did you? Who drove? Y'all drove here?
No, we have a driver.
Oh.
That's me,
My bad.
The nigga, he was fucking another nigga.
Oh.
Like, if you know they had a bull and you still got yours too?
Take a shot if the nigga you was fucking another nigga.
Like, if you knew the nigga you was fucking another nigga. Be honest.
No, I found out later.
So you didn't know.
So it happened?
Yeah, I didn't know at the time, but I found out later.
We'll give you a pass on that one.
Back to
crazy. What's up with y'all?
That's
y'all
crazy.
Came last week. We can't get all the cards.
I'm still participating. We just drink it on the sideline.
Take a shot. If you bought that shit, wore it, and took it back, never. I've never been that girl. I love clothes.
Right on off.
And then.
I promise to God, I love clothes
in
so much.
My humble beginnings.
If I want it, I'm going
to
just take it and buy it and have it. What I do is, though, I'll reconstruct it later. Like, I get a shirt, I wear it a couple times, take it to my tailor, make it a crop top, take it, you know, make it a couple things before.
I reuse it for myself.
Yeah, I do that.
Take two shots if you can't cook, because what the fuck?
Can you cook?
I cook, but I cook, like, ghetto food.
So?
That's
you give me an example. I like
I make homemade burgers, I cut up some potatoes. No, but then I'll do like a...
He's saying like easy food.
Yeah, oh, I'll do taco potatoes, like put some cheese in there, fry that up real quick.
What you gonna say, the ghetto meat?
Oh, yeah, the ghetto
turkey meat.
Yeah. Yeah, but as far as everything else, for sure. I need to learn how to cook, though. I need to...
So take a shot.
Yeah,
I said I can cook.
No, you said ghetto.
You said ghetto. Sip it down.
That's a ghetto shot to go with that ghetto burger.
I say take a shot if you got a CPN. I don't got no CPN, so I can't take a shot.
Well, it's okay. You get
I want one.
A CPN.
I don't need one right now. I don't need one, no.
Okay, last one. Yeah. Make it a good one.
Please.
Take two shots if you ate pussy from the back.
Have you ever messed with a female?
No.
Yeah, but you know what? I never ate pussy.
Okay.
So what you did?
They said me and India had a little...
They said what?
Oh.
He is so burnt, bro.
What'd they say, CJ?
What'd they say?
I'm really just playing.
They say that because this is my dance partner. I will work this nigga on any dance floor.
But I was just playing. They don't exist. But no, I never done this before.
I'm talking about their friendship.
Burnt the fuck out.
Yeah, for real.
What I miss?
No, I said y'all friendship is like how we are.
Oh yeah,
but she ain't gonna out dance me though on the dance floor. No.
I'm gonna sit my ass down like this, chair dance. What?
No, ain't no chair dance.
My ass don't move.
Okay, one last question for you, India.
Yes.
You got one last question.
Last one.
Wow. Y'all is burnt
out. You said I forgot over there.
Take a shot if you on birth control or if your main bitch on birth control.
So are you on birth control?
No, I'm not on birth control, but I'm not fucking nobody.
Good job. Yeah, that's right. Take time for you. How long has it been?
Oh, it's been probably like a month or two. Okay. It's not that long.
So you aren't with the...
It's been like a month or two.
A month is still good, though.
Probably like 2 months.
Wait, good.
What the fuck? You're not with the boxer anymore?
No, I am not. I think that is a public thing that's known.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You know, but sometimes we backpedal back, so we're just making sure. Right.
No.
Sometimes the internet be lying.
I had a couple tattoos.
Did you get a cover?
I did.
Shut up.
I did.
Okay, shit happened.
It happened. That's my favorite little quote, shit happened.
Yeah, it really does.
Would you get somebody name tattoo?
Well, I got about 4 people on me. To cover up. I love that.
No, that's my speed.
Yeah.
But I ain't never got one person a couple times, so that was, like, different for me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. What did that mean?
Life happens. I mean, I was just... You know,
when you be just enamored with a person, like, damn, I want this forever.
Love is one of those things where when you're with somebody that you really love, it's like, I'll do anything.
Man, what?
Especially when they got some good deep.
I jump out the ocean
for
you.
I don't got a tattoo.
You don't look like you got no tattoos, do you?
I don't.
Oh, you look good. I love that. Keep that. That's so rare.
I'm about to say you got one, but I see it on the neck. Yeah. I love a nigga with a tattoo on their neck.
Oh, you love niggas with tats on their neck?
Yes. The
connection here?
Oh, I love my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys want to talk?
We'll figure it out.
Well, let's get into the trending topics lately because this week has been freaking hectic and crazy.
Okay. Let's go.
So, did y'all see what happened with 50 Cent?
No.
With the microphone?
With the microphone.
Why is everybody throwing microphones?
Right. First what happened? Party, now 50. Yeah. But they said...
I want to go to his concert.
Right. No, me too, for real.
I really did. Yeah.
As long as you don't get hit with that microphone.
I know.
But he hit somebody...
But he didn't do it intentionally.
No, he didn't
do it. They say he just threw it and it happened to hit one of the hosts from Power 106 in the head.
You have the picture?
Yes, I do. We're going to post a picture up.
Yeah. Wait, but why? Why?
He intentionally threw that microphone. Probably not to her, but he threw the microphone. Why he throwing it?
He didn't plan on it hitting.
You're not supposed to throw a microphone. What happened?
He's throwing it for anyway.
What are you throwing it for? Okay.
He threw a lawsuit,
is what he did.
Yeah, but guess what? The lawyer is trying to make it clear that his client did not intentionally hit a female fan with a microphone when he threw it off stage. Anyone saying something different doesn't have all the facts.
That's true.
I don't think it was on purpose.
Yeah, I don't think it was on purpose either. But I want to know why you did it.
He probably was just so happy. The microphone didn't work. I found another microphone
and he threw the one that didn't work.
Why would you throw it to a person? Yeah, you can throw it on the stage. Somebody says something, but it's like, they said he not, like, he's doing the actual rapping himself. So I'm thinking, like, did somebody say something? Because, you know, it's a little quiet when you, like, real close type shit. What if he heard her say a little something? He heard somebody talking shit.
You know, 50 don't play. He'll argue with a woman. 50
don't play.
Yeah.
For real. Shout out to 50.
And he did below the belt, too.
Yeah, he did.
He still got great shows.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I still go to one of 50's concerts.
Hey,
I grew up on 50
Two
Cent.
Actor, actresses right here at 50. We want power.
Yeah.
All that.
Ooh, yes. Third actor over here. I want power too.
Yeah, okay.
Don't leave me out.
Come on. We got Amber new does too. We got new power. New
cast. I said I have to catch up on the new stuff he got going on.
He got, man.
New shows.
I actually auditioned for BMF.
You did?
Ooh, I did. I didn't get it.
It's okay, you know why? Because it wasn't your season. Try it again, sis.
Exactly. That's what I told myself. But I sent, like, they was almost there with it. They had made me do another self-tape and do it this way. So I knew I was almost there. But they said it was like my look wasn't the look they was going for that specific character.
Her look was current.
Yeah, it was too current. That's what they said. They wanted, you know, it's like a 70s.
Back in the day, they did look a little different.
But that season gonna go on for a long time.
Yeah, it's gonna go on.
So I'm gonna hop in there for sure.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm.
We all is. Yeah. By the grace of God, like, we all are. Okay.
Snowfall and didn't get it, and I was watching it at night and was listening, and the guy was saying the lines that I was auditioning for. I'm like, damn, that's what I auditioned.
So to see it on there, I was like,
fuck Snowfall. No, I'm just saying that's how you felt when you swore. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, all right, I got to step my game up, basically, is what.
Right. It's okay. You're going to have another. Guess what? Because
what would my girl say? Because if at first you don't succeed,
pick yourself up and try again.
Yeah.
Is it dust or pick? Because he said dust.
Dust yourself up. But
oh,
we
I got
just
it wrong.
Switching to pick. It's okay.
Yeah, pick yourself up.
Womp, womp.
Whatever.
Same shit.
We're
a topic. Yeah. We're a topic.
Excuse me. The difference between me and you is I don't need a phone to do my topic.
Okay, I get real facts.
Okay. And we got it from the same blog, sis. Thank you.
Okay, let's see if you know what you're talking about.
Right. So I saw on a blog.
Let's hear it.
I saw on the blogs, there was a student in high school. And he got an injury.
What injury?
On his knee. Oh, no, his leg broke. His leg broke.
He was shooting?
No, he was playing football.
Oh, okay.
He got tackled and his leg was dislocated. How do you say this? It was dislocated.
Oh, okay.
Thank you,
sis. If you was reading it, you would have got it.
Excuse me. I don't need to read it. I still stumble when I read. Do I not? Thank you.
Do we need to step out the room?
It's going to be me, her, and Rick in a minute. His leg was dislocated. The father ran to go see the injury and he fainted. Mind you, the mother of the child and the wife to the husband, she had a brain aneurysm.
Oh, my God.
They all at the same time
All at
on
the same
field.
Time on the field.
So they both ran to his aid. The dad seen the son in distress, passed out, fainted.
Oh, my God.
The mom seen the same thing, end up having an aneurysm.
Jesus.
End up having a stroke. The next day had another stroke. Now she's brain dead.
Oh, my God.
She's brain dead, yeah.
Yeah.
All because what happened first? I'm sorry.
The son's leg got dislocated.
So it broke. His leg broke. And when
they saw it, when they saw it, dislocated. No, I wanted to hear him say
it. Oh, no, you heard me say it.
You said it wrong twice. I wanted to hear it
dislocated.
You hear that? Dislocated.
I can spell it, too.
I was about to say that.
D-I-F-L-O-T-A-T-E-D.
Okay. Two snaps and a twirl, bitch. Okay.
Dislocated. Okay. You thinking?
I did. I was trying to see.
I've never been in a spelling bee, so don't ask me.
Right.
I've never been a speller. Spell check.
Yeah, but that story
was
crazy.
So what happened with the son now? They fixed his leg?
His leg still broke. It's going to take a while to fix the leg. She's brain dead. She's brain dead. The father fainted. He's okay. He fainted, but
did all this happen because that happened?
Yeah,
the leg. They probably saw how the leg looked,
and then seeing him in distress, or maybe seeing, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
But the body of the triggers of the body is crazy. How can your brain go that?
It had to have been something more. She probably had a little something going on.
She probably saw it and it triggered it. Mm-hmm. It's probably already going to happen, but it probably
right,
didn't trigger
right,
it
yep.
sooner. That's horrible.
Like stress triggers a lot of shit.
Stress is.
And now the husband, I do.
my heart goes out to the husband. Yes, now he has to deal not only with his son that
Exactly. But they have to plan for a funeral. I mean, excuse me.
Oh, no.
No, not a funeral, but I didn't mean to say that.
Is it called vegetable?
Right. And once you get to that stage,
I don't think I'm going to ever pull the plug.
I didn't mean it like that.
Strong enough to pull the plug?
Who?
Oh, anybody.
We don't want to offend nobody.
You good.
Especially even, sick. Like, no. Good.
Would you pull the plug on a significant other?
If my significant other was miserable?
As a vegetable.
A vegetable?
Yeah.
If it happened so often, I mean, if it was so soon, I wouldn't just jump to pulling the plug. I would talk to my family first. Mm-hmm. I would, you know, coming from a Christian household, we believe in prayer. So I would just pray. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it so soon. Yeah. I'll wait a little while. And if it's still going on, then, you know, I'll do what's best. I'll pray for it first. And when God said pull it, I'm going to pull it.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Because I'd rather you go home.
What if he beat you and did the worst shit to you and the worst of the worst of the worst?
Good riddance, good night, goodbye, good day.
Because he says significant other. Somebody significant other. Well, they could be doing everything under the sun in the worst way.
Yeah.
That's guys could get evil out of nowhere.
Would you put a plug on a guy that is
spiteful? Spiteful is for sure. But like, it's a little evil streak in a lot of these motherfuckers.
You going to put a plug?
On who? Like, well, it depends on the
situation. No, I'm just saying.
No, I swear to God, that was the wrong answer. I'm a little tipsy, so I said, look, son, I didn't mean. But I don't believe I could do it. As a human, like my human sake, humanity, I think people say, I don't think I could. Like, even if you did the worst shit to me, like, ever, I don't think I can be in charge of taking nobody's life. That's God's, like, choice.
Hopefully they would have family, too, that can help out with
it. Yeah,
y'all decide. Whatever y'all do, I'm with it.
Yeah.
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 Y'all want to put a plug?
What did they say, like,
I'm not going to put it, but
what if they said 10 million, you pull it?
If they did me wrong?
No, if they loved you
absolutely not.
Okay, good.
They gave you the best life possible.
No, money can't buy that. Now, if you did me wrong, child, I'm sorry. That 10 million.
That's not funny.
And will.
Quick.
How about you? What'd you do for 10 mil?
I don't think, like she said, I don't think I could.
I don't want to be the choice.
My mom told me that she wants me to be.
Your mom told you that?
That she wants me to be the
one who make that decision?
Yeah, and I was like, you'll probably be sitting up.
That means she trusts you the most.
But she'll probably be sitting up as a vegetable for a long time because I would never pull the plug.
Oh, my God. What if you knew? I want to know something. Yes, your mom, but what if you knew she was in pain, miserable, as a vegetable, still in pain, like hurting as she's sitting laying?
I don't know if you heard it.
Oh, my God. The love I got for my mom.
That's different. It's nothing worse could
describe. I would have to have a conversation with my mom, but sometimes things are unexpected and we can't, right? My grandfather had a stroke, and that was it. He never came back from his stroke. Mm-hmm. He was in the hospital for, like, almost a year, like, with the stroke. Mm-hmm. So we would go and visit him, but he could still hear us. We could talk to him, but, he's in heaven now. But it's like, if that happened, I would want, you know, my mom to be free. Because how miserable is that?
That's what they want.
Can you imagine hearing, like, your children and people coming to
everybody
visit you?
Everybody talking.
And they're talking. You can't say nothing.
I'm not even going to hold y'all.
That little tears just come down.
Yeah. I swear, y'all, this really happened to me. I swear. The one of the most... I don't even want to say it like that. She, one of the... I can't. And my granny. Like, my dad's mom. Uh-huh. She was in pain. I don't know if it was a pull-the-plug situation. I don't remember vividly. But she just laying there, she can't talk, none of that. That was my last memory. I went to go visit her in the hospital. But I didn't feel like I wanted that to be the last time I seen her like that. Mm-hmm. You know, like even though it would be wrong for me to not go see her, especially if I can, when I can, while she's here. Mm-hmm. I knew what was going down. She was very sick.
Right.
But like that, she was close to all of us. She was always at the house. That's my dad's mom. My dad did not play about his mama. Shout out to Ruby Jean. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Granny, we love you. But that was so hard for me to take in, to walk into the room and see her just, like, non-functional, she can't talk, We talking to her, we praying over her, we hear her mumbling a little bit. She's trying, but it's not possible.
Jesus. You probably thought to yourself, like, I'll come back when she looks a little better, when she feels a little better.
Yeah, but the color of her, honestly, the color of her told me what it was. Like, it just told me, like, this was the last time I was going to see her. But it killed my gut a little bit. Even one of my sisters, she didn't go see her, and she because she didn't want that to be the last memory of her. So it's like a hard thing to figure out, like, would you want to see them like that on their last little, what, like, on earth like this? Right. But then my other grandma, my mom's mom, check this out. Check how she went to heaven. This is so cold. She at her daughter's house, which is my auntie, Auntie Faye. Shout out to Auntie Faye. Really nice, beautiful house. It wasn't even a Sunday, okay? My nana never, ever puts her makeup on, gets ready. Like, she's very much in a moo-moo where her hair, she got white hair.
Come on, moo-moo.
Chilling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
This, mind you, this specific day, she got up early, put her makeup on, put a Bible in her hand, read the Bible, sat in a chair, and passed away. Wasn't even a Sunday.
Like, she
for no reason. Yeah, like, she knew.
I've never heard of that before.
In peace. Get out my mouth.
In peace. In her, in the chair, just sitting there with the Bible, gone.
Dang.
Isn't that some shit? Yeah. Like, God will really, I don't know. He real, regardless. God is real. I mean, she had, like, her health problems, but it was nothing to where, like, it was like, oh, any day you could be gone. So it's like, for her to know that, and she only got dressed like that if she was going to church on a Sunday.
And it
she
was
not. It wasn't a Sunday. She was not going to church. And sat there, boom, with her Bible on her lap, she if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so it's like, you never know. You never know.
That is such
you
a never blessing.
Know. It is a blessing. Yeah, it was a great way to cross over to heaven. You know, like, that was that was a good one. But
I hope I get a little nudge.
That you know it's
from
time.
God.
Yeah. What a little nudge.
No, wait. I seen on TikTok. There was this guy who said he met this guy who told him when he was going to die. Would you want to know?
If
you knew that somebody could tell you when you're going to die, would you want to know?
That's good, Andy. Shit, I should have asked that.
No. No, that's a real one.
Right?
That's a good
would
question.
You can know?
I would want to know.
And it's not like no evil shit. It's not like you're reading to the palm lady. I rebuke all that in the name of Jesus. It's like on some regular shit where somebody could tell you, like, hey, if you tell me this, that, and the third, I could tell you when you're going to die.
Yeah. Let me know.
Yeah, let me know.
You want to know?
Yeah.
I'm not scared of that.
I want to know.
I would know because let me get
right. I don't want to.
Make sure a week before I'm getting right with everybody and I'm in church.
Yeah, I got to
eat.
Not a week before. I got to eat.
Girl, bye.
I don't care.
Why you got to eat?
I mean, I know that's scary to know, but you wouldn't want to know?
I feel like I don't think God wants us to know that. I think God wants us.
If we can find out now,
I'm always adding God into the shit. I'm sorry, God. Listen, I still don't think that's right to, like, now all of a sudden, because I know when I'm going to go to heaven and meet him and be with him, I'm going to, like, do all this different shit because I know now.
And we'll open your eyes.
I think he want to see how you going to react if anything ever happens and boom, you gone.
Love that, yeah.
That's
you know
all.
I like the way you think, but people get that all the time, especially when they say you only got a week to live. People,
yeah, like all of a sudden you changing up, trying to be the best person.
Well,
you can
what's
be.
That movie? Yeah, with
no, okay, but you should want to do that organically.
Yeah.
Like, my dad found out he was sick and had like liver damage. Ever he did go to the pastor. It was like, you know, hey, am I going to heaven?
But it was a good way to go.
Hey, he did go because he kind of felt like he was finna pass.
Yeah,
he did pass. Yeah, he did try to go get right. I go cap.
There's a movie with Queen Latifah that she had, and she had like a week to live, so she took all of her retirement money out.
Oh my God, this is one of my favorite movies.
She went and she spent her money. She was living that rich life, and then the doctor came on top of the roof. Exactly, and said, You're gonna live.
Yep.
And she got a lawsuit for that.
Yeah, that was a good movie, though.
I watched that movie often. Good ass movie.
I did too.
Right.
That's fire.
Okay, well, we got to jump into these Instagram questions.
Oh, Lord.
Are you ready, India?
It's for me or for CJ?
For you.
Yeah, I'm just the guest.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, CJ, we can cook some stuff up. Don't get it twisted.
We can get to cooking.
I'm a guest.
Y'all just made me take shots because y'all said
right,
cook.
Oh, y'all lucky. I got to
You said that, baby. You said ghetto food.
Okay. I'm gonna start off light.
Okay.
Does she have insecurities and how does she deal with them?
Oh my gosh. I have insecurities through the roof.
Really?
Yes. What do you mean? I'm always changing something about myself. Y'all don't ever realize that or notice that? Always changing my hair, always getting tattoos, always getting piercings. My mom always says that, like, why are you changing stuff about yourself? Like, God made you how you are.
Right.
For a reason. Like, it's no need to decorate, add extra one, two. I'm still learning self-love, all of that about yourself. Because I've been the girl who just relied on a guy to make me know and feel secure and thinking I'm all that because my nigga think I'm all that. Like, no, now it's time for me to look in the mirror and be like, okay, what do you like about yourself? Name it. Say it. You know, say it out loud. So, I have a hella insecurities. Like, hella.
And you know, that's so big because just looking at you and looking at your Instagram presence and just seeing you in there, you would never think that. You'd be like, this girl is beautiful. The body and everything. Thank you. Look at her.
Thank you for saying that because I'm in a butterfly stage of trying to be a caterpillar and then be a butterfly, I guess you could say, because... You do? You say that?
I said I'm in a cocoon.
Yeah.
I'm in a cocoon stage.
I honestly...
Like, girls are dying to look like this. I'm at the gym every day. Like, damn, I want to, like, you know, if I look like this, I'm like, bitch, I'm outside with a bathing suit on every day.
I feel like I look fat right now. I swear to God. Like, I'm bloated. But I know me. I've always had the flat stomach of this. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting a little older. I'm 27. Like, I got a little something when I'm walking. It's shaking a little bit. What's going on? I'm not working out as much.
Okay.
I'm not the same. I don't have the same habits, you know? Right. So, like, I got to, like, rewind, go back, see what I got to do. And even to the face, everybody, like, it's so surface level to me, though. Like, and that's what I, like, this chapter in my life is about, like, beyond the surface. I've done my whole career of being who I am as the girl that looks pretty, nice body, style, everything surface level, like, the appearance. Like, now it's time to know who I am and inside, what I stand for, what I love, and what I want to do in life. And it's time to speak. It's probably only
You're
time.
For so many
yeah,
girls.
Only time people get yes.
fucking beautiful.
Yeah,
so many girls need to hear this. So many people like.
Yeah,
people
you can't.
That.
It's not about the look. Like it is for a certain amount of time. It could get you places. It could get you things. It could get you all that. But when that shit goes full circle to where you doing the same shit, and it's just like, okay, now what? Yeah. Like now, who are you? What do you stand for? It don't matter. Like it's. A bitch turn 18 every day is my quote. Bitch turn 21 every day. So it's like, it's a next bitch coming about. Yeah, they're going to be more beautiful than you. They got all this shit where you can pick out what a baby look like now.
Right,
you can pick out what they can make the most perfect person. Yeah. And you out of business because you got the most beautiful, you got the most beautiful robot.
robot.
Like you can't, so it's like, it's not about looks at all. It's not about pictures no more. It's about video, personality, getting to know the person. Do you relate to them? Do you engage with them? Yeah. Their story. It's all of, that's how like Instagram and like social media like is like aiming toward or thriving with. It's like not about pictures. It's not it's about videos and like showing your personality.
Yeah. And people ask me all the time like what I like about India. And I always tell them that she is so funny.
No, you're so funny.
I tell them
I have dry humor.
Which it's funny though, but nobody will see that because you don't get that. You know what I'm saying? But literally the first thing that comes to my mind is that how you are genuinely funny. You know, it's not like you crack jokes.
I don't think
you know what I'm saying, but like what you say and what you do is very much you have a personality. I think people just look at the beauty.
Yeah.
And
not because they don't know it. They don't know it.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
You know how people are like, oh, you met this celebrity? How were they? Human as fuck. Like, even when I first met you years ago, you were just, like, so down to earth. You know what I mean? I feel like I was talking to a friend. Being friends with Amber, it's like, I know her so well. It's like, it's
I
just,
really, sorry.
It's amazing. No, go ahead.
Thank
it's
you,
just
but I really I don't feel like, I hate the celebrity word. I hate when people call me a celebrity. I'll say I'm well-known or I'm a popular person. But, like, I am just like everybody else. And that's so like, you're so humble to say that. Like, no, I'm really not a celebrity. Like, I go to Sauce and Swap Meet all the time. I go to Louisiana.
No security.
All my jewelry. Like, I'm really like everybody else. Yes. I grew up like everybody else. Like, I have the same insecurities, problems, thinking fucking methods. Like, I'm still striving to figure it out. I think everybody's still striving to figure it out. That's like a key thing. It's like, I can't tell y'all what I did to get here. I'm still trying to get here. Like, what is get here? What is that? Like, what does that mean?
It's not.
Especially when you got family and shit. Like, okay, you at a certain point that God bless you to be at, but you got siblings, mama, daddy. You want everybody to have financial freedom.
Yeah.
It's not about me. Yeah, yeah. It's not about me. Like, yeah, I'm trying to get us somewhere so that I could drop y'all names and see what we could do. Mm-hmm. Cause it's not about me. It's not about me at all. Even with beyond my family, like me being here and speaking on a podcast, like I know that someone else watching in fucking London, they gonna really benefit from this conversation and feel like we are like them or it's a relatable conversation. Yeah. That's what gets people to gravitate towards you. Bye. It's like the rawness of just talking and not being apologetic about it.
Wow. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
really having a safe so space to top it up.
Yeah. 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 Okay, enough before the tears flow.
Yeah.
Round of applause. You speaking that real shit for real.
For real.
You just did a whole
that
freestyle.
That shit really gave me chills.
Oh my God, don't do that.
Okay.
Okay, come on, take
a shot.
I don't even know what to ask after that.
That was, okay, let me go again.
No, I do, I do.
Well,
shut up. Don't you start.
Can we have the bottle?
My antennas is up.
I'll be having a bottle. He said,
can we have the bottle?
Period.
Take our bottle.
And what are some of your relationship deal breakers?
Yeah, that's good.
And this question is for the both of you.
CJ, can you go first? I gotta take
this
shot.
Stanky breath for me. You said, what's a deal breaker?
Halitosis. Is that what you call halitosis?
It may not even be halitosis. It may be.
What if it was a bad day?
No, if you're a relationship deal breaker.
Oh, relationship deal breaker?
Deal breakers. Okay. Yes.
Cheating?
That's not even.
I don't even know because what's cheating these days? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't know if it's that.
What's a deal breaker?
And that's now. I don't know if it's that either.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be the only girl. Like, yeah, I have everything. Everything you could think of that you want out of a bitch, I'm that.
That part.
And the nigga will still go look this
with
way.
The bummy. Mo, yeah. Mo is right. Ooh,
it's not
real.
Not,
hello.
Bummy,
I
do that.
Okay. CJ, go for a real deal breaker.
For a real deal breaker? I don't. I feel like cheap, being cheap.
Yes.
I don't like cheap. You know what I'm saying?
I hate cheap.
I don't like cheap. And not, but, okay. It doesn't it mean what we don't cheap have to,
let me play devil's advocate.
That's what I'm saying. No, go ahead. It doesn't mean
advocate.
We have to go to Balenciaga. We can go to H&M. I know how to get dressed and look like $1 million and some cheap shit.
Say
but
that.
I just don't like cheap.
I don't like cheap
when it's like, we're going to the bar, but you can get one drink. Like, don't.
Now, you don't want to be on the fucking
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's
oh,
like.
Oh, I hate that.
They're trying
to tell you what you can get. Oh,
yeah,
so this
that's
is,
what I'm saying.
Regardless,
yeah.
so I'm going to swipe
yeah,
my own
I don't, that's
shit.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, you can say that, but.
I dated somebody that was frugal, had money.
Frugal,
but
that's
was
a good
frugal.
Word.
You know, just make bills was paid, rent, everything was paid, but. I couldn't do nothing extra.
You look amazing.
And I don't like
Stop.
That.
That's why
I don't want it's
important
to be
for us to have our own money.
Yeah, it is. Because
we're going to do what the fuck we
yeah,
want to do.
It is.
With
like
or without you.
And I don't like cheap. That's what I would say.
Okay.
That's a deal breaker. Okay. A deal breaker for me, personally, would have to be somebody that either, like, isn't family oriented, don't fuck with my family, not interested in getting to know my family.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've had that before, and it took me away from my family. Like, you know, it had me thinking like, oh, you know, it's him against the world type shit. But, like, I'm very much, I think the core of me, like, when my middle name is really Love, which love is God. God is love. So, you know,
Amen.
That's why I'm always preaching all day.
I'm a Reverend.
But, like, don't play with me. But, I really feel like love for me is my family. Like, that's when I think about it, close my eyes, all types of shit. Like, that's what I give. So, at the root of it, I feel like a deal breaker for me in a partner is somebody that don't have that same respect and love for their family, my family, family in general. That's a red flag. I can't fuck with you because it's too important to me for me to not have it be important to you.
Yeah.
I love that.
What about y'all? I want a deal breaker from y'all real quick. Cause like it's a hard one. Yeah. Deal breakers is hard. Like, it used to
I'm
be cheating, but like what? That society these days is like it's crazy.
I have two main ones, and the one my first one. I don't care what religion you are, as long as you don't worship the devil. I'm sorry, not sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I love God. Yeah. I don't care if I'm gay.
Yeah.
I love God, and I'm close with him.
God.
I don't care about my sexuality, none of that. I have a certain strategic relationship with God, and nobody can come in between that. So
that
if you're not in alignment with him, we cannot be together.
Mm-hmm.
And two, if you're insecure, I can't have you. as a as
insecure?
A person. No, because I dated somebody though. Like that. I can't do it.
Because sometimes I'm insecure.
Right. No, I'm insecure. But I'm saying, like, you insecure in a relationship. Like, you're jealous of everything I'm doing. Before we even become, like, you can't talk to them. It's like, they look better than me. You like them more than me. You like toxic. I can't.
For sure.
I don't like toxic.
Just say that.
But it's certain people that don't operate like you and didn't learn life like you. So, like, them being insecure is a cry for help on some shit. Like, you know, I don't know how to be. But I don't want to lose you.
You're insecure before we make it official. Because you and your insecurities will go out the window.
You got to teach people how to be sometimes. It's not all about, like, you know, that.
For mine, okay, let me tell you, I just now really start at 32, just start coming into myself, knowing that I need to have more self-respect for myself. I need to set boundaries. It took this long for me to finally understand that, sadly, but I got it now.
No, for real.
So, most people do in there when they get to that.
Yeah, like, you know? I was just settle for whatever just to have something. I don't know if it's, you know, the insecurity in me and shit, but... So for now, it's really like disrespect. If you calling me bitches and all that, when, at the first sight of that, it triggers me.
There's two types of bitches, though. That.
No,
there's two types of ways to say that. Bitches. No, it's two types of ways to say bitches.
That's really
like,
the key.
No, so he'd be like, bitch, yeah. I'm that bitch. Or
but if bitch. He be like, bitch, make me some.
Yeah. Or my, what if he say like, my bitch? Like, okay, that's my bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Bitch, fuck you and all that. Yeah, bad bitch. Yeah. Okay, wow. You took it there.
No, for sure. For sure.
I can't take that.
I hate when that. You want to talk about the way when you was being a dad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's the
thing. Being this fat pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody asked, would you go on the baddie show?
Ooh. Would I go on the baddie show?
I can't see you on here.
I'm not that... I got love for a lot of people that's on the cast.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I fuck with a lot of those women. But me personally, my brand, where I'm trying to go, and like, it just... I don't align with the storyline of what they got going on. Mm-hmm. However... I do know Lemmy. Fun fact, the guy who is in charge of Zeus Network, which is Lemmy. I don't know how to say his last name.
No,
start with a P.
Lemmy. Oh, okay.
He was the guy who started our production company for a BET show, The Westbrooks. Same exact production. He was our guy. He, you know.
And now look at him.
So shout out to Lemmy. Yeah.
Shout out to Lemmy. We love
Lemmy. We got it. We got some shit. We got some shit cracking for sure. We got some shit rolling. But like I said, me and my sister's coming back, so I don't know which and what way. Yeah. But Lemmy did put us in a position to go on BET, and shout out to Lemmy Plummer, I think it is.
Yeah, he did that.
I got a question about myself I want to ask.
Let's go.
When these dudes hit you, these celebs, do they slide in the DM? Like, how does that feel?
Yeah, I mean...
Like, we be like, oh, whoopty whoop.
See, my thing is,
I think 90%.
Yeah, for sure. Really? I'm not a social person to be at social events. Like, I don't go out really
ever. I barely
ever.
See. I saw you at church the first time.
I was trying to get her to go to Everyday People. Remember?
We was at church.
No, for real. But, like, I don't know how to be a networker, social. Like, I just, I go out when I host clubs and get paid that way. Other than that, I'm probably not, which I'm going to work towards because I'm an actress now. Yeah.
Yeah, you are. She got all black, too.
Yeah. I like RC, too. But I just, DMs is like the modern way to like know somebody.
I heard that.
You know, like it's nothing wrong with it.
Game up.
No,
I
it's crazy
high quality.
My coworkers are.
But it don't even matter about the pics, for real.
Like different apps. I'm like, I think DM is better. I'd rather just. Slide in a DM.
I cannot keep looking like this.
And this is the power of social media.
Let's wrap it up.
Okay, the power of social media. No, I'm just saying, like, there was a time that I saw this fine ass dude on TikTok. He had a mad followers. I was like, damn, I'm gonna try to slide his DM. And I went on Instagram and to follow him, but he was already following me. So I followed him back and I slid his DMs.
Yeah.
But and it worked, right?
It worked, yeah. But I mean, it didn't work that good because we didn't fuck or he ain't here, but you know. Anyways, I want to ask you guys before we close out the episode. What's up?
I got the rundown.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Let's go.
Okay, so I got a rundown. So this is gonna be real. Just give me the answers like this.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Favorite song right now?
Favorite song right now?
I said like this. Yeah.
I can't. I'm so into music. I know a lot of.
What song comes to your mind? What did you listen to on the way? One of the artists.
Brent Fires. I don't know.
Oh my god, I want to see him in Vegas.
Me too. Sorry if I'm moving so much. I gotta pee.
Okay. What do you like to do for fun?
Hang out with the kids, my niece and nephews. Shout out to y'all.
Who do you look up to?
I look up to God. He's like a perfect example.
Have you been heartbroken?
Absolutely, a couple times.
Do you feel the need to get your lick back?
Never. God gets my lick back. Ooh. I just stay calm and do me.
Have you ever dumped yourself down for a man?
dumb myself down? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, what's the best lesson you learned from a relationship?
Best lesson I've learned from a relationship? Bitch, don't get too comfortable. Ooh. Hello.
And would you date a guy with a 9-to-5, for example, that work at the post office?
Absolutely, I've done it a couple of times.
Okay, and do you prefer more normalcy or more fame?
More normalcy. Period. But I like the fame lifestyle. I like going places, shopping, traveling, all that.
Right.
But at the core of it, I just want somebody to be at home and have a family and just cook and slow dance in the living room to oldies.
Right.
I love that.
Right, right.
Ooh, you lucky. You lucky I'm gay.
Right. And it's last is for you and CJ. What can we expect from y'all? What do you have coming up? What have you just done? Talk to us.
You go first.
Come on, CJ. I'm going to continue
to post on Instagram.
Please, you need to get your face out there.
Is, I need to be more consistent. Yeah. I work. I have a real job as well.
I'm not going to cap.
Yeah, I work at Balenciaga. You know, so I feel like I've been putting my focus on that and not on what I really want to do. I actually stopped going to acting class because I was fully into my job.
Let me tell you something. I looked at your content today, and let me tell you something. This is advice for me to you. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about the numbers. You keep doing it because you're funny as fuck.
You got some fucking talent.
Four likes, four views.
I tell myself that today. I don't care if I get one like or two likes.
You are funny as hell. I watch your videos and I really love them. And I feel like you have so much potential and you keep going.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just not consistent. I need to be more consistent. You have to be.
Capital C. Yes. Make time. I know you work. Yes. I work too. Yes. I still got to make time. Yes. I come here every week.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You got this. Seriously.
I appreciate it. Yeah. So that's my next thing is to get out of the store and get on set.
Right.
That's right.
But the store is at the Beverly Center. Ask for CJ.
Please do.
Shopping.
We'll be seeing you there very soon.
Yes.
What can we expect? What have you just done?
For me, so I have Fashion Week is next week. It's my first time going to Fashion Week. Shout out to my team. I've always wanted to do this, just wanted to do it the right way, wanted to be prepared for it. So I stood down a couple years. This is my first year. See me next week in New York, fucking it up.
Yes.
Real LA bitch. Yeah. On the east side with it. Trying to do my little 1-2.
I went for the first time last year. You had a blast.
I'm out there so we could go. This is my first time.
We did go to New York Fashion Week one time.
We did?
But we didn't perform.
I actually hosted on a microphone. Mm-hmm. But I was never there at the shows.
Yeah.
Except for one time, one of my exes walked in a fashion show. Not the time for that. So, I'm going for me. I'm so excited. So, look forward to that. Right after that, my show, my first acting debut comes out.
A
La Carte, season 2, featuring your girl, okay? Yeah. on All Black and Amazon Prime. You can watch it on Amazon Prime, but really stay tuned. This is my first time acting. Y'all see me on reality shows. Y'all see me really doing unscripted. This is me actually feeling like I got a talent now, and this is my foot in the door.
Really, I love
that. Yeah, I've always wanted to know, God, what is my talent? I don't know. I could do everything, but I can't do something really, 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 really good. So hopefully this is my foot in the door to, really get on scripted shows, movies, bring my best friend up here. That's We're gonna do it together, all that.
Yeah, but you've been doing really good. I even watched the clips. I'm like, you really look good.
Yeah, Lil Romeo is my man on the show, y'all. That's crazy.
Yo, man.
Watch out for that. It's getting real spicy on that shit. So y'all gotta watch that.
Yeah.
But that is coming up. I also have my jewelry line launching. It's called LA Love.
It's in unisex.
Yeah, jewelry, LA jewelry. Y'all know I'm known for my gold, jewelry. So that's coming up. I'm launching that very, very soon. I'm actually launching my DJ career. I'm about to be a DJ. So I got a lot of things going. I don't want to give it all away.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah. Keep up.
Absolutely. Yes, if you know me for a long time, you know I got the playlist. I got the song. So it was a no-brainer to be a DJ. I got a lot of stuff coming up with that. But by the grace of God, I got stuff rolling and I'm thankful. So
thankful and grateful for the CJ.
This was really enjoyed
me too
tonight.
That's right. Me too.
This is fun. It's my first. It's a vibe. They popped my podcast cherry. Yeah. They popped my cherry.
We need to shout up to it, down to it. We do it because we used to it. Fuck those that don't do it. Drink, motherfucker, drink.
Yeah. Hey, cheers.
Cheers, you guys. We'll see you in episode 29.